Rejecka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela will peak today at 18 degrees. Tinian 22, Johannesburg 16.
In Pretoria on the R21 northbound, that collision on the link to the N1 north. Traffic is queuing.
In your sport, Pirates and Sundowns look to make history in the CAF Champions League tomorrow. And Liverpool on the brink of winning the Premier League title after Arsenal were held by Crystal Palace.
Deputy Health Minister Joe Patla has reassured the public of the continuation of services at the Tembisa Provincial Tertiary Hospital despite a second fire breaking out at the main outpatient department yesterday morning. The weekend fire ravaged the emergency unit, destroying vital medical equipment. Patla says the causes of both incidents are under investigation.
We want to just appeal for calmness. We're doing everything possible to make sure that patients are safe. There is no threat at this stage.
Johannesburg emergency services are on high alert due to severe thunderstorms and persistent rain throughout the metro. Flooding has already affected several areas.
Our motorists are also urged to continue to drive safely, extend the safe following distance and avoid crossing flooded roads and low-lying bridges.
That's EMS spokesperson Robert Moalutsi. Now for our big news story this morning, and many South Africans ought to breathe a sigh of relief after Finance Minister Enagoronwana announced the scrapping of a planned VAT increase, which was due to kick in on the 1st of May. The DA has meanwhile confirmed that lawyers acting for the minister have approached the party proposing an out-of-court settlement. This is concerning the High Court matter that the DA brought to interdict the VAT increase.
The DA is awaiting a formal written offer from the minister as lawyers before we respond to the request, and we will update the public in due course of any further developments.
That's the DA's Helen Siller. The ANC has welcomed the police investigation into the recent incident involving Deputy President Paul Mashatile's convoy.
Leave matters in the hands of the police, and then the organization will communicate at an appropriate time once we are furnished with all the facts.
That's ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula. National Commissioner Fani Masemola also confirmed a high-level team is handling the probe. Southern African Fraud Prevention Service has seen an increase in fraud listings and victim listings. According to the 2024 Interpol African Cyber Threat Assessment Report, countries identified ransomware and digital extortion as one of the most serious cyber threats. Here's the organization's Elmi Kemp.
South Africans have become accustomed to the narrative that fraud surrounds them. The fraud landscape is growing significantly as the country attempts to break its bonds of low economic growth. The public is often unaware of how sophisticated criminals are and how easy it is to become a victim of fraud or a scam.
And finally, a Swedish study has found climate change is beginning to alter the Earth's rotation. The study combined historical data and future projections to explore how climate-related mass shifts have tilted and will continue to tilt the Earth's axis. I'm Chanel September, net vir die hoofnuus. Die eer gesondheidsdienste gaan voort by Tembisa Hospitaal, ondanks twee brande oor die afgelope paar dae.
No VAT, no VAT, no VAT, no VAT. No VAT Djokovic. So that's good news, South Africa. All those people that sent me those little notifications and SMSs, calm down. Calm
Shame
down.
On you.
Yeah, I'm watching you. Don't try and slip a little 0.5%
Thank
there
you.
Past us.
I've even seen people saying on social media, so I got a notification from, let's say, my landlord.
Ah.
That, you know, that rent is now going to go up. So
yes, your fees will now be increased to, no, it won't.
Yeah. Mm.
All right, $50,000, if you can tell me what makes this sound. It's your secret sound. It's brought to you by OUTsurance.
You wouldn't want to pay more than you need to for your cell phone bill, so why overpay for car insurance? Switch to OUTsurance and you could save big every month. Jermaine, a 43-year-old man, is a real OUTsurance client who saves a whopping 360 rand a month. That's on his 2021 Mazda 3 1.5 Dynamic. Now that's a